I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. And exactly 5 years ago today, four suicide bombers brought death and carnage to London. 52 people were killed, nearly 800 injured, as they traveled to work on the city's transit system. The possibility of a similar attack is still a clear and present danger on both sides of the Atlantic. In fact, newly released court papers reveal that a failed plot last year to set off bombs in New York's subway system was part of a larger international al-Qaeda conspiracy. In the 5 years since the 7/7 attacks in London, survivors have tried to repair the mental and physical damage.
Part of the traumatic state I was in was the guilt that I felt because I had told someone repeatedly that, don't worry, that help was on its way and everything would be okay. And when that person died, I felt guilty that it was my fault. So I had to have a lot of help to help me understand that it wasn't my fault that he died. Those thoughts and those images were actually put back to my long-term memory to allow me to carry on with my life.
Everything's repaired that can be repaired. I've obviously got scars to show what happened. I ache a bit sometimes, and I've still got some peripheral, some nerve damage, which I think will probably always be there, just sort of tingly feelings. It's slightly annoying, but none of it stops me doing what I want to do, so that's the main thing. And I know how lucky I was on the day.
It's changed what I do for a living. It's changed who I am. It's changed how I react to certain situations and environments. When I went through all the counselling, they talked a lot about not planning to get back to being who you were, but planning for a new reality, a new normality, and that's really the case.
The fact that those involved in the 7/7 attacks were Muslims born in Britain has led to a lot of soul-searching in Britain over the past 5 years. The London-based Centre for Social Cohesion reanalyzed information about Islamists on British soil. Researchers say they examined terrorism convictions in Britain and the backgrounds of those involved to find trends. The lead author, Robin Simcox, joins us from London. Robin, tell us what you found.
Well, we looked at over 120 convictions in the decade between 1999 to 2009, and as you say, tried to identify key trends. What we found was, for example, 69% were Brits, 46% that we knew about were of South Central Asian origin, and also you saw about 31% had undertaken terrorist training, and there was also a few more surprising statistics. For example, we tend to be very al-Qaeda focused, very al-Qaeda centric in our outlook, but actually 85.5% of the convictions weren't linked at all to al-Qaeda.
Are these numbers surprising to you?
I think the al-Qaeda one is quite surprising, just because so much of our security is seen through the prism of al-Qaeda. But also it's worth bearing in mind that the vast majority of the major terrorist plots, we attribute 8 major terrorist plots, and actually 7 of those did have very defined links to al-Qaeda. So what tends to be the case is that the major terrorism plots do have links to al-Qaeda, and a lot of the lower level stuff, possession of terrorist documents, some of the lower level Islamist crimes, are people who have essentially been self-radicalized.
So for the Center for Social Cohesion, what is the big conclusion from this information, especially the part that a lot of these convictions were kind of homegrown and had no connection to al-Qaeda?
First of all, we have to accept that we've got a real radicalization problem in the UK. We can't stick our heads in the sand in it. We've got to be clear about the fact that we've not done integration in the UK very well. But also what I hoped the report would achieve is just really narrowing the parameters of what the security service, the police, are looking at, because they're going to be the majority of the terrorists, although there's varying age, but most of them under 30, male, a lot of them with South Central Asian origin, and so there's certain trends out there that I think we should acknowledge and which could be really useful in counterterrorism.
Your organization, the Center for Social Cohesion, is regarded by some as political with a right-wing perspective. Do you think it is, and does that affect interpretation of the results of your research?
I can say hand on heart that we are absolutely independent. We're not aligned to any party whatsoever. And you know, when you look through the research, and this is a 550-page report, we've been so meticulous, so careful to be absolutely neutral and just present the facts there, that I don't think anyone could really question the validity or the neutrality of our research.
Does your report, Robin, give any clues about how the UK should deal with the issue of radicalization? I mean, you mentioned earlier the difficulties the UK has had with integration, but that often has knock-on effects to issues surrounding immigration.
I think we have to ask whether the multicultural policies that we really vigorously pursued over the last 10 years or so, where communities are almost encouraged to live separately and we don't encourage integration, has that been a success? I don't think it has. Have we done enough to build a sense of national identity? And it's almost seen as overly quaint to talk about a British identity, for example. But I think we've been quite shy about talking about these sort of things for a long time. I don't think we've done many favours to ourselves in that. And other things, there has to be a willingness for people to say, are we doing enough to stop radical preachers in certain Muslim communities? Are we critical enough of those who, for example, justify suicide bombing? And is the government engaging with the right people the whole time? And I think these are a number of areas where we have to say we've actually failed pretty much over the last decade and we need to improve.
Robin Simcox, a research fellow for the Center for Social Cohesion and lead author of Islamist Terrorism, The British Connections. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.